Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axel, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip. I'm thinking Lawler, cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich, is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Yes, it's February 11th, 2019. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Benitez. Yes, we have a special guest for you. I'm not talking about Selena Gomez. I'm talking about Lexi Gomez.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yes, it's an honor for you to be on.
I'm really excited. Thank you.
Tell me, were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yeah, I definitely was a wrestling fan growing up. I used to, of course, watch WWE with my family when I was younger. I kind of stopped watching it a little bit, and I started going to live shows when I became like a teenager. And from there, I got hooked on it again and just haven't stopped watching it since. And that's kind of how I got involved in wrestling. I was definitely going to live shows and wanting to be a part of what they were doing. So that's how it started.
Also, did you look up watching wrestling during that time in the business?
Well, I've always been like a fan of like the Attitude Era, so like I definitely watched a lot of Lita's matches. I really am a big fan of The Rock and The Undertaker, so seeing them and seeing like the crazy matches that they put on kind of really. I kind of lean towards more of that type of wrestling, like the big shows, like the big moves, and I definitely influenced by wrestlers such as them. Yeah, I love all the intense wrestling.
Awesome. Yes. What wrestling school did you learn all your basics and everything?
Team Vision Dojo.
Yes. Was Chasing Rams one of the trainers there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, what was it like to basically train at on that facility?
Oh, it's great. I'm still a student there right now, actually. Getting in there and learning, like, I started a year ago, back in September. Getting in there, that being, like, my first time ever doing anything like that, it was completely new to me. Everything was new. The only thing I've ever had experiences before was teaching gymnastics at, like, a really young age. Like, I'm talking, like, first grade. So going in there and being completely new to everything, I really learned really fast with the trainers there. They're very helpful. They're really good at repeating it just so the person that they're teaching is learning it. So they, it's not just, oh, just do this. It's individually training you so that way you can perfect and perform the way that you want to perform. So getting in there hands-on that way definitely helped develop me as a wrestler that I am today and giving me the opportunity. And it's just really great, and I'm really glad to be a part of the school and the opportunities. I wouldn't have picked another place.
Awesome. Were you a, did you have an athletic background in any sports before wrestling?
No, I've never taken sports or anything before. Actually, what I was doing before wrestling was I used to do independent acting in Central Florida and reporting for a radio show called Can Talk Radio Hollywood Connections. So it was like I'm more of the entertainment side rather than the athletic side. So getting into it, I've definitely got balanced out for both of them.
Awesome. Yeah, that's how you got your charisma, basically.
Yeah, I did take a little bit of gymnastics and dance when I was, like, in first grade, second grade, but that was a really long time ago.
Awesome. What kind of artists do you listen to when you mostly in a gym training or doing other things, basically?
Oh, wow. I love the gym. So I love music and I love working out. I really love, like, my favorite type of music in general. I listen to everything, but my very favorite type is, like, old 80s rock and 90s rock. So when I'm in the gym, I listen to a lot of, like, Guns N' Roses. I love Seether. I love Queen, but it's not really, like, a workout type music. I love Def Leppard. There's so many great artists that I love to listen to, mostly rock and heavy metal. Metallica, just to name a few. I'm a big fan of all the heavy metal and rock and roll type music. It really motivates me.
Yeah, I noticed that every time when you get to the, basically your entrance right there.
Yeah, just stared down with the sickness. Most people don't expect it from me when they look at me, so it's definitely, they think that it's just like a character, but no, that's really me. Like, I listen to that music. I love that kind of music. It's a little bit, looks are deceiving, I guess, because I get it all the time. Like, wow, you come out to that song? Wow, really? That's such a good song. I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Yes, what's your memories of your first ever match?
I remember that like clear as day. My 1 year anniversary came up in January. It was January 19th. I did a show at my dojo for CWE. It was like a tournament for Rise of the Queen. I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember I went out because it was a last minute thing. I went to the mall. I found me, because I didn't have gear at the time, so I found me, like, a leotard. I found me socks that matched by, like, individually pieces putting together. I had some cat ears that I used to do as my first gimmick because I used to wear, like, cat headbands, like, all the time. And I was really excited. I talked with Amber Nova. She was the first person I've ever had a match with. And we talked about the match. Like, we were the first ones. So, yeah, she. I trained with her, so it was really nice being able to have my first match with somebody that I knew, that I know. But yeah, I came out to Demi Lovato, Confident, which I don't know why I ever picked that song. It's kind of embarrassing because I never even listened to that song. I just thought, oh, I'm wrestling. I got to be all hyper and poppy, like the girls on wrestling. So I had to come out to like a pop song, which is really stupid of me to think of. And I was really nervous because my mom actually was in the hospital, and I really wanted her to be there for my big debut, but I was almost like, I don't want to do the show. My mom's not going to be here. But she's like, commitment, you got to be there. I actually was coming down with the flu myself, so I actually wrestled with the flu, and I felt really bad for Amber. But, I mean, it was cool. We went through it. I was super, super nervous because I'd only been training for about 5 months. And I felt like I was going to throw up, but I got through it, and by the end of the match, I was just so excited and so happy, and I was like, yeah, this is exactly what I want to do. From then on, I was like, I have to keep training. I have to keep doing shows. This is literally what I have to do for the rest of my life, and it's changed everything since then, and I'm very honored and very grateful for that experience that I'll never forget.
Awesome. Also, what's your memories of working with Sophia Castillo?
I love Sophie. She's like the sweetest girl that I know. I train a lot with her, and she was actually like one of the first girls that like opening up to me and welcoming me to the school. And I've had so many matches with her. I've tagged a lot with her, and she's just such a sweet person. Like in general, like. She's such a nice person. Like, the more you get to know her, the more you love her. And I'm really glad to know her and be a friend of hers.
Yes. She's a very good, talented, and also a alumni member of the show, definitely. Wrestling
mm-hmm.
Effect.
She's super talented, yeah. I wish the best for her. She's going to go far. She's very talented.
Yes. What's your thoughts of working with Casey Lennox?
I love her. I think she's very very strong, very athletic, a very good performer. She really puts up a lot of fight in her matches. She loves wrestling just as much, even maybe more than me. And she knows what she wants, and she's going for it, and I'm proud of how far she's come and the things that she's doing, and I'm glad to be a friend of hers and watch her grow, and I can't wait to see what she's doing too. Like, she's going to go places.
Yes, she's another friend of the show also, and I still remember her in Baltimore training, even coming to shows as a teenage kid, basically, and she, this young lady, Ashley, grew up and basically she getting in a lot of doors in wrestling, basically, MLW,
okay.
Impact, appearances of Impact Wrestling, and even Lady Performance Center. It's like she has an amazing year last year also as well.
Yeah, and I know she had to take time off, but I'm glad she's back. She's doing great things. Yeah, I love her. She's a great person.
What's your memories of doing Impact Wrestling as part of the Bridesmaids?
Yeah, that was a really fun time. It was really exciting for me because I used to go to the Impact Wrestling show, and that's kind of how I got inspired to start training, like I was talking about earlier. So when I got the opportunity to work with Impact Wrestling, it was very eye-opening to me because I got to see everything and be a part of a show that I really loved watching growing up. And working with Sue, I got to do all the fun, cool, creepy gimmick, and I was full on, and I wasn't training for very long. Like, I debuted in January, and I think we started in April, so I was just working shows for just a little bit of a couple of months, actually. So I was still new to everything, still learning everything, and I didn't expect like the outcome of it. I had no idea people would recognize me and know that was me, one of the Bridesmaids, and surprisingly, I had a lot of people online saying, hey, I saw you on Impact, and I had people at shows, they were like, hey, I saw you as one of the Undead Bridesmaids, and I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to say yes or no, but, I mean, it was on, like, websites and stuff, so, yeah, that was me, and I'm completely grateful for the opportunity, and I'll never like I'll never forget that moment. It was so much fun. I didn't want it to end, but hopefully one day in the future I'll get to work for Impact.
Yes, definitely. It could happen. Definitely. I've seen so many of my guests basically. It's been a good luck charm to show basically for them to get into the major companies of Impact Wrestling, WWE, Ring of Honor, even MLW basically, and even AEW now. It's it's like the show basically. I don't know if WWE talent relations or any other ones listen to this show that they did in the past basically, but hey, they have to find talent for this show, the sign, why not?
Yeah, and like I said, you never know who's watching or listening, so the moment can happen for you at any time, and that's the it's a fun way of how the world works that way, and it's really cool and exciting.
Yes. Also, what's your thoughts of working with Lacey Lane also? That's now part of the WWE roster.
I remember I've met her a couple of times, and I had one really good match with her. But the time that I did meet her and have the match with her, it was really great. She seems like a really nice person, and it was really cool working with her. I can't say much of it because it was really quick, and it was just one day, almost a year ago. But she was really sweet, helping me out with things, and it was cool getting to learn a little bit from her. And I'm really happy for the progress she's done and the compliments she has. Like the compliments, like great. Like it's very exciting to see people that, you know, that are all in the same thing together, and they're making it around you, and it's really inspiring, and it feels really great to know that, hey, maybe one day I can possibly be there with them. Like, it's just how hard you work and how much heart and love you put into what you're doing, and it's just really great to see hard work paying off.
Yes. Definitely, yes. Also, what's your thoughts of working with Zeta Zane, also another alumni to the show?
Oh, man, Zeta. Me and her have had a lot of great matches together. She's such a great wrestler. Like, she really puts on a great show, and I love working with her. I miss working with her. I hope to have a match with her again one day because she's a great person and a great athlete. Like, it's... like, she's done great things already, and I'm just glad to be able to share the ring with her and hope to do it again.
Yes, another good talent also.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember her her match at the first Mae Young tournament, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And she's she improving more and more also doing every match also.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, what's your thoughts of working with Red Velvet and Cali Topper in a three-way?
Wow, that was a really... a very fun match. I that was my first match working with Red, and I really liked it. It was very fun. I got to do another match with her recently at another event, and she's very talented too. Almost every person that I stepped in the ring with multiple times, it feels like we get to know each other more, and we put on a better show, and we put up a better fight. And I love working with Callie. I train with her, and she's one of my greatest friends that I have. She really opened up to me when I started because I was very shy and very nervous, and she completely like pulled me out my shell, and she was just like, hey, you know, I'm going to help you out with this. And she's been very helpful on all of my journey of training and working shows and She's been by my side a lot. We do a lot of tag teamwork together. I think we work very well together. She has the technical side, and I have the more of the brawling side. So mix that together, and we're putting on a great match. I definitely think that we have great matches together. And, yeah, I loved working the Triple Threat. It was great. It was so much fun.
Yes. Red Velvet is another talent that came from the show also. She is definitely very good, and definitely she made a quick recovery from her injury, definitely, and definitely wishing her success as well.
Yeah, of course. I wish success to both of them. They're very talented, and I know that they're going to go far. They're into it so much that they love wrestling so much that they're definitely going to go somewhere.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on working with Ariel Dominguez as a partner in the mixed tag?
Oh, Ariel, I love him. He's my brother. I'm so proud of how much he's done in just a year of wrestling. Like, I remember the day he came into training for the first time. Like, he's literally been and he's so humble. He's such a hard worker. I love sharing the ring with him, seeing him progress. He's very, very talented, and I definitely know he's going to go places because he's grounded, and he's grateful for everything, and he works super hard for everything, and I think he deserves it. I miss him too. I haven't seen him in a while, but we'll see him soon, definitely.
Yes. He's definitely a alumni to the show, definitely, and got his break at MLW and definitely doing good for that promotion also. And
yeah, he's doing great. I'm so proud of him.
Yes, definitely. He has a lot of amateur wrestling background into his
mm-hmm.
wrestling work ethic, definitely. And he coming along in a lot of areas, and he reminds me of a few wrestlers in his business already, definitely.
Yeah.
Even the Rey Mysterio, the Amazing Riz, or even the Kurt Angle, basically, with his German suplexes and stuff.
Dude, the Germans, yeah, I pop every time he hits those. It's definitely my favorite. He's great at them. It's his thing.
Yes. Also, what was it like working with Ana Diaz? Definitely, it seemed like that she had that DQ that time when I was working.
Yeah, with the chair. Yeah, that was that was the way to end the match. Definitely, Anna's very tough. She's very strong. She puts up a great fight, and she really makes me work when I have a match with her. And they're always fun. Like, I had a match with her at Go Wrestle and Gang Girls Asylum, and each time it was a lot of fun. And I hope to have another match with her again. I'd love to work with her again.
Yes. And what do you prefer in wrestling, babyface or heel?
That's a great question, actually. I love working heel, but I feel like baby is definitely my thing. I'm always so energetic and like straight a baby, but I love being a heel too, like, especially if I'm like debuting at a place and not many people know who I am, and they're like, oh, well, we don't know that she's a baby or that she's she's at this place. So being a heel and being able to just like switch up my whole entire personality, it's fun. It's a great way to be able to be flexible or whatever. I know when I worked with my faction, The Rapture, we're heels, like, we're cocky, we're arrogant, and we have fun getting people booing us. Like, it's so much fun. It's great. Like, I just laugh about it. I love it. If I get the crowd to hate me, that's great. It's so much fun. Mission accomplished.
Yes. They basically, you're in and out and what, telling them to take that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then I love being a baby because I get the kids to like me. And I love when kids like me, so I hate to make them upset, but I love it when they cheer for me. It makes me happy.
Right. Definitely, Bailey, basically. That's really her personality right there. out of the ring also.
Yeah.
It's hard to hate. It's hard. It's just...
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And I just noticed that most of the heels in the business today are basically the ones that have the very gentle, like even a gentle giant in person, also like the McFoley's and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
It's amazing that he's been a heel most of his career, and he's well loved basically.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really cool, though. It's crazy, but...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Also, do you have any interest in working overseas in the future?
Yeah, definitely. I would love to travel, especially overseas. I feel like it would be such a fun experience and something I definitely want to do.
Yes. Definitely places like Japan, Canada and the UK.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I've seen there's a lot of cool wrestling promotions over there. And it'd be pretty cool to be a part of it.
Yes. And who would you like to work in the wrestling business that you haven't faced yet?
That's a really hard question. I really have no idea. I have nothing, like, no one specific, because I feel like it's like I would be like favoriting someone, favoritism. So I'm really hard to pick. But yeah, I don't know. I would just want to have, like, matches with anyone who wants to have a fun match and a fun show. I want to work with as many different people as I can. Although I love wrestling with people that I know and that I've had matches with, I definitely love expanding my regions and working with someone who I've never had a match with and having one for the first time. It's always a fun experience that I'm really wanting to have with anyone. And then I think Ellie from the International Superstars, well, me and her having a one-on-one, that would probably really be fun, and I want that to happen. I'm looking forward to that.
Right. Well, you never know. You might have a match with Nia Jax or Bayley. You never know. You might be called up for that Monday Night or like even that one-on-one squash match like that. You never know.
I would be honored. I would take it in a heartbeat. I'd be honest.
Yes. Yeah. They've been a good thing I like about it. They've been doing that more also. Finding more indie wrestlers to work their Monday Night Raws or even to be part of can't say Adam Rose anymore. No Way Jose also. You see them also at extras. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll be honored for any opportunity.
Yes. Also, what's your thoughts of women's wrestling more?
I definitely feel like since I've started training and since I started getting involved in wrestling, that women's wrestling has definitely improved. Especially in 2018, women's wrestling was everywhere. We're definitely making an evolution for ourselves, and I'm completely here for it, 100%. I feel like women to be equal to men, we can do the same things. There is no limits to what we can do as women in and out of the ring. And it's an honor to be a wrestler right now in this time where women's wrestling is definitely being looked on and being praised and being supportive by everyone. I really hope that in the future everyone is supportive of women's wrestling just as they are for men's wrestling. Because like I said, we are equal to everyone. I'm really big on equality and being equal to everyone in and out of the ring. So definitely being a part right now this time, it feels great. And I'm really happy for all the women that are getting the opportunities and the chances. I'm happy for everyone, men and women. But especially right now, since you mentioned women's wrestling, I'm definitely happy for them.
Yes. And it's so like every women's division is recognized now in every company.
Yeah.
From WWE, Impact, Ring of Women of Honor. You have the ones like even AEW starting one. Even places like, of course, around other countries like Japan, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
CML, Triple A, also even Wild Women Wrestling, Shine, Shimmer, and WSU that's in on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
It's like even NWA basically with Jazz as the women's champion. It seems like women's wrestling is picking up steam basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very inspiring because I really hope that, like, any girls that are watching wrestling, they get to see the women more often now, and if they get inspired to start wrestling, it's just going to create more power and more empowerment, and it's an honor to be part of it, and I'm glad that it's happening, and I hope it keeps happening.
Yes, it would definitely. Yep, it's definitely the main event, basically, now.
Yep, we're waiting for that.
Yes. Also, do you have any events that you would like to plug for the listeners out there?
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
Any events or upcoming appearances you would like to plug for the listeners?
Yeah, I have a lot, actually. So my next show, I'm going to be ARW in Coco. That's February 15th. I'm going up against Janai. And then I also have I'll be defending my OCW Women's Championship February 23rd. At Ocala Championship Wrestling in Somerville, which is Ocala. I'm also going to be appearing at Go Wrestle on the 22nd. I will be at Ignite Wrestling with my tag team partners, The Rapture. I'll be there supporting with whatever they need. That's also this weekend. I have that's for this month. So that's also February. I also have Girl Fight, which is Broad Ball, February 26th in Orlando at the Team Vision Dojo. That's going to be my second time for that show since last year, so I'm pretty excited about that. And that's all for February right now. I have a few more shows coming up that I can talk about. If you guys want to check out where I'll be appearing and the shows that I'm going to be doing, you can always follow me on Facebook, Lexi Gomez. Instagram, it's Lexi Gomez. There's a few underscores in there, but if you go to my Facebook, you can find me. I have YouTube that has my matches that I'm uploading more frequently now, it's also Lexi Gomez. Everything that I have is Lexi Gomez, and I'm always promoting and sharing my next shows and shows that come up last minute, shows that I know about. It's a lot of things, but the one I'm really excited for is definitely OCW coming up. I'm excited to defend my title for the first time, and hopefully I'm taking it home with me. I plan on keeping it. I don't plan on losing it. I plan on holding it for a while.
Yes, we definitely need you to hold that title, definitely.
Yeah, it was very hard work for it, and I'm glad I got it. Hard work pays off.
Yes, yes, it does. And Lexi, it was an honor for you to be on Wrestling It Factor Radio tonight. You can come back anytime to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really fun talking to you, and I really hope to be back soon. Maybe I'll give you an interview when I keep my title, retain it. I'd love to be
Why
back.
Not?
Thank you
Why
for
not?
Having me.
It's an honor.
Thank you.
Yes, you have a good night.
All right. Thanks for having me. You have a great night, and I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lexi Gomez. If you'd like to check out this show, it's right up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingItFactorRadio or Facebook fan page at WrestlingItFactorRadio. /It Factor Entertainment Radio. As for your host, Wayne Benitez, and entire staff at Wrestling It Factor Radio, we're signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique. On. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, middle finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, get some over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Hennig. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass out. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And I'm ruthless like Rusev. Move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy, yeah Chico, you're talking to the, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy, I'm too sweet, I dare you niggas act fly, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy, yeah Chico, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy, toothpick in your eyes, I'm that guy, hey y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me every goat. Look, hey, yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I fire at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or nah? Is you rapping or rap? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison. It's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever. Now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. Stop.
You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy.
Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.